This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Today I bring you a special episode. Science fiction legend David Gerrold, who is probably most famous for writing The Trouble with Tribbles for the original Star Trek series, recently posted an essay on Facebook about one of the most basic aspects of storytelling that many of the questions we discuss dance around but never quite approach. Some recent episodes that relate to this were Liss's question on scenes and sequels, and Kane's question about telegraphing, but the issues he discusses have been with us from the beginning, and they'll probably be with us for as long as this podcast continues. He has very kindly given me permission to record this essay and share it with you for today's episode. By the way, it helps if you have seen the movie Madame Curie starring Walter Pidgeon, and The Trouble with Tribbles, and The Godfather, and Star Wars to understand everything he talks about and hear all the references, but even if you've only seen one of those or heard about them, you'll be able to follow along, so you don't have to stop and go watch movies and then come back. David Gerrold says,
"Let me crystallize something about storytelling, something that will seem instinctive to someone with a million words of experience, but is one of those lessons that must be learned before any mastery of the craft is possible. I'll do this in the context of screenwriting, but it also applies to novels. If you put something on the screen, it's significant. You're putting it there to make a point. You're directing the audience's attention to this moment because you're setting up what comes next. So, in Madame Curie, Walter Pidgeon, playing Pierre Curie, takes an inordinate amount of time to go and buy Marie Curie a pair of earrings to go with the new dress she's going to wear to a big event that evening. He talks about how beautiful she is and how much he loves her. Then we see him walking down the street, walking down the street, walking down the street. Why? If you go to movies regularly, you know what's going to happen next. He's going to die. Sure enough, he absentmindedly steps in front of a horse-drawn cart and gets trampled. Nicely staged, but we knew it was coming. The director has taken time to establish a lot of traffic in the street, so we know he intends to do something with it. It's inevitable. This is why we can look at some movies and call them predictable, because the writers and director are taking time to show us scenes that we would otherwise skip as unnecessary. See, a movie is really a string of motivational units, beats they're called. A beat is when something happens. Two people have a conversation. As a result of that conversation, one or both of them experience a kind of emotional movement, a piece of motivation that kicks the story inevitably into the next beat. We call these things motion pictures, but the real motion is not the picture. It's the movement of the story. It's the emotional development of the characters. It's the methodical step from each beat to the next. If no one in the moment experiences any emotional movement, it's not a beat. It's a static tableau. If it doesn't demonstrate a significant emotional point, it doesn't take us anywhere and can probably be cut. And after it takes us somewhere, what happens next must feel inevitable. Each and every beat has an unspoken word at the end. It's either but, or therefore, or however, or so. Examples. Luke sees that Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru are dead, so he tells Obi-Wan, "Take me to Alderaan, teach me about the Force." Goldfinger is going to cut Bond in half with a laser, but Bond says, "I know about Operation Grand Slam." Don Corleone is attacked and shot, therefore, the Corleone family has to go to the mattresses. The Cowardly Lion blusters the Tin Man and Scarecrow, but Dorothy slaps him, and he starts crying. Arne Darvin is revealed as a Klingon spy. However, the space station is still infested with Tribbles, so Kirk and Spock tell Cyrano Jones that he has to clean the station to get his ship back. Now, still with me? If a beat does not have a but or a therefore attached to it, it's irrelevant to the story. It doesn't motivate anything. You can cut it and lose nothing. But, in addition to the above, a scene also has to reveal something. Arthur Haley wrote books like Hotel and Airport, both of which were turned into fairly successful movies. Why? Because they revealed the behind-the-scenes workings of a hotel and an airport. They showed the audience the hidden parts. Detective stories, especially those that are about procedural matters and forensics, reveal to the audience how crimes get solved. Courtroom dramas are at their best when they show the legal procedures of a case, like A Few Good Men, because the audience not only gets a good story, but also gets a peek at the mechanics of the situation. So the scene in Madame Curie where Pierre Curie is walking down the street is an obvious setup for something important about to happen. As such, it's a predictable moment, but the middle of the picture, where we see the painstaking work necessary to boil down 8 tons of pitch blend into a stain at the bottom of a small dish, and that's radium, that reveals why the Curies were so important to the advancement of physics. Where the picture really fails, however, is that it doesn't tell us anything about any of Madame Curie's other achievements, every bit as important as the isolation of radium, like discovering polonium, named after her native Poland, winning 2 Nobel Prizes in 2 different categories, and her efforts in wartime, creating a mobile lab, using radium to take x-rays of injured soldiers on the battlefield, and saving lives that way. That same war, Walt Disney was an ambulance driver, putting up his drawings in the ambulance for wounded soldiers to look at. The art of storytelling, as I understand it, is to show us the most important events in the hero's life. If this isn't the most important event, why are you telling this event instead? What's important about this moment? Is this the moment when he stops being a farm boy and becomes a Jedi Knight? That's important. Is this the moment when he discovers that she already has a heart, brains, and courage? The point is that a scene, a beat, has to be interesting. It is only interesting if there is emotional movement. It is even more interesting if it reveals something, either about the situation or the characters, and it must push us inevitably into the next beat, where the challenge starts all over again.
Those are the words of David Gerald. I'm J. Daniel Sawyer, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.